Okay.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, dog, I need your help.
All right.
I'm thinking about opening up a dojo, like for to help out guys. Help your bitch and get away with it.
right.
He say right. I need a dojo like that.
I'm with you.
I'm having trouble, man. So it's like, how do you? I don't even know how you go about opening up a dojo. But she having issues with this hair shit. So she walking around looking like she got a. If I could describe her hairstyle, I would say it's like 75% Tupac, 24% Michael Jordan, maybe 1% Seal.
Ooh, ouch! Does she even got edges?
That's the thing. She do got edges, and then no other hair, and it's like,
well, you good then? You good, dog? Look, I'm gonna tell you right now, dog. The easiest thing to do is when my old girl walking around here looking like Chewbacca the Wookiee, I just go on flexfirst.com, hit them with that hot 40 because they got payment plans to get that hair sent to my house in 2 to 3 days. She happy, I'm in the clear. She love me, and I don't have to look at that eyesore running my house. Ugh.
Wait a minute, it get there 2 to 3 days?
2 to 3 days, dog. I'm telling you. Easiest 40 hours spent.
Hold on, let me get my piece.
Yep.
What's their website?
It's flexfirst.com.
How you spell it? PHL?
Nah, man. You know, flex, F is in Frank. You know,
my bad. I went to Riverview.
Oh, hey, all right, it's cool, dog. You know what I'm saying? L is in Hot Links. You know what I'm saying? E is in Excellent. X is an X-ray, then you got the one, the number one. You know what I'm saying? Make it fancy though, that way you can see.
Get the little point.
I'm just gonna start off for you. Flexfirst.com.
Flexfirst.com. F-L-E-X. F-I-R.
No. F-L-E-X-1-S-T.com. They helping shit. You know what I'm saying?
My bad. F is in Frank, L is in Larry, E is in Egg, X is in the X-Men. The number one, S is in Sam, T is in Tom, .com.
.com. Yep. Hey, you can even Google that shit.
You can what?
You can even Google that shit.
Oh, okay. So, I guess you can Google shit. Google do everything. Google is a whore.
I'm telling you, she do everything you need to. Just put in the right password. I'm telling you.
Boy, you put that password. Okay. Flexfirst.com, and I can get this bitch. This person. I don't want to call. It's like, I feel as bad calling her a lady after what she just said to me. I feel as bad calling her a lady as I do calling her a bitch. Like, you don't necessarily deserve either title right now.
Yeah, but man, look. You get to her, you're going to be on Head Street for the rest of the week. I'm telling you.
I'm going to be on what?
Head Street.
Head Street?
Yeah, uh-huh, when you just laying down on your back. Perfect place to be.
Oh, man. All right, man. So flexfirst.com. Get the bitch some hair. I mean, how the prices? They like, is it really?
Man, they stupid treat, right? Like, they used to spend like $500-$600 for hair. They hair like $250. Way and way better. Lasts way longer than anybody else's. I've been using it for years, man. Got all my girls happy.
That's what I was about to say, man. You be getting your dress is weave, nigga. If your dress flex first, be earth.
I'm all natural.
Okay, I was about to say he ain't say no. All right, bro. Flexfirst.com.
Flexfirst.com.
All your hair needs, you dealing with it. If you like Willie D and you walking around your house, I don't know, is our listeners too young for Willie D? Did you see some bald head hoes? You remember that shit?
Yeah,
I see some bald head hoes. Oh, shit. Hey, man, I don't think she's coming. I'm going to call you back.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Lakes don't run from no talents.
Oh, never.
I told him you wasn't that type of nigga, man. But you see, I jump right on it. I don't waste no time.
Hey, let's go. I'm ready right now.
Wait, now we await your opponent. Hell.
I got 1 hour.
That's your break, nigga?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
1 hour before I gotta go.
Okay, I'm so like, nigga, don't take your break up for this shit.
Nah, hell no.
So how's your day going other than this, buddy?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just laid back, you know. In GSPN.
It's a wonderful time.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, man. He ready? I've been ready.
I don't see nothing. He might be at school. Is David Lake? I'm sorry. I said David Lake. Is Harrison Edward Ellison at school? Is he teaching right now?
He might be.
No, I don't think he thought we was going to respond that quick.
Yeah, I know he did. Yeah.
How much time you want to give him?
We can give him. Look. I'm looking at the comments.
Yeah, that's cooked.
Look, I'm about to leave a comment. We here. I just put it in the comments.
All right, let me see if he can text me. I hate to miss his text. Nope, I put you in the text too. You would have saw it too. Do we got a new number? I don't know no other Harrison, I don't think. Oh, you sure did type we here. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. What is Mike Green talking about? Y'all was talking about Klay Thompson replacing Michael Jordan on the Bulls team?
I don't know nothing about that. I'm about to ask. Who said this?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about
that. I told you there'd be some shit getting said in there, bro. I told you. You don't be believing me, bro. Niggas be saying some wild shit.
Yeah, that's kind of disrespectful, though. And I'm not the biggest Mike fan. And that's like, that's kind of disrespectful. I think the Bulls would have been formidable, though. Klay Thompson is a nice dude.
Without MJ and Klay Thompson instead.
I don't think they the Bulls.
The man that started this post said that? Oh, who said that? And he the one talking about, oh, my God. He said Harrison said that.
Harrison ain't said no shit like that. You got to start believing everything you see.
Yeah, he did.
Mike Green. That's what really happened, Mike Green? Damn. You know what? I guess we'll keep this as a trailer.
Yeah, that's cool. This can be the trailer. Chop this up how you want to.
You got anything you want to say to your opponent?
Oh, man. I mean, bro, this dude just told me he had Pippen in his top 10. So let's just start it off right there. I really don't got much more to say after that. He in his top 10 best players ever, Scottie Pippen. So just know that that's where we are having this debate from that level, that he's a top 10 player of all time. Right. Exactly. I'm ready.
Hey, man, sometimes you can just...
Yo, my bad, man. I forgot how to join this shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. You know I'm old and shit, man. I'm pressing on shit. Then I was about to start my own. I gotta tighten up with my technology shit. But yeah, man, these niggas got Pippen fucked up, man. The shit is ridiculous, man. The shit is ridiculous.
Right, well, wait a minute. I know you want to jump right
in. Oh, my bad, man. What's the protocol?
Yeah, you all good, bro. You all good. I just want real quick, how is you? How the family? How everybody in Alabama?
I mean, we good down here. My mother doesn't live down here, though. My mother lives in New York. She actually lives in New Rochelle. I don't know if y'all heard about them in the news, but that was like the ground zero for their little coronavirus outbreak. Some Jewish dude went somewhere and came back, gave it to some people at a bar mitzvah or whatever. So New Rochelle ended up being like the epicenter for New York's coronavirus outbreak. So they sent the National Guard to her neighborhood, but they not like right outside her apartment. They up the street from her. But to answer the question, everybody's good.
All right, and prayers up for Mama, man. Stay safe. Yeah. Everybody stay safe.
Yeah, I know. Appreciate it. Yeah.
It's all good. I just wanted to have some type of introduction. You done hopped on here. We've been talking shit for a few minutes.
Cause man, the nigga Lakes is ridiculous, man. Lakes is ridiculous, man. Lakes, you on here? You
Oh yes.
You a little ridiculous, my nigga. And what saddens me? Oh, my fault, Drew. Go ahead.
You good? Go. You got it. Go.
Okay, yeah. What saddens me is the conversation that I find myself having with you is the type of conversation that I find myself that I thought that I was gonna have to have years from now. Like I know with certain players, the numbers aren't gonna tell you. They're not a true indicator of the impact that they had on the game. So I could see myself years from now having to tell these young niggas.
What other player other than Pippen would be that way? What other player other than Pippen would be a player where the numbers don't indicate their true impact?
Oh, man. Okay. And that's another thing you do. You like to ask questions in the middle. Let me see. Off the head, I'm gonna say, okay, I got one for you because that's not, I'm not prepared for that type of question, but it's not a question that you got to do research on per se.
The first
player that comes to mind, and I'm gonna hit with one that's kind of hit close to home. You're a Lakers fan, right? Okay, I apologize for asking you that because you don't answer a question with the question. All right, there's this guy by the name of Tayshaun Prince, right? You should know him well. Okay, now. I tried to pick a series that you will remember and one that you probably would actually watch, one that's close to home. So when you take a look at that series, right, the Lakers damn near got swept. Honestly, they basically did get swept. The reason why they didn't is because Kobe hit a spectacular shot at the top of the key over Rip Hamilton to send game two, I think it was, into overtime.
Okay.
And I think that's where the Lakers handled business. Now, if you were to look at that series and say, hey, what happened in this series to make Detroit win? Because according to you, Shaq and Kobe, I think you had them at the number one duo of all time, right? And they were damn near swept by a team with not one Hall of Famer on it. I think, like, she might go. Or maybe Ben Wallace might go. I don't know. But as of right now, do you think those are Hall of Famers? Okay.
Borderline.
So the best duo of all time, along with a nigga that got an argument for being the best coach of all time, were damn near swept by a team with no Hall of Famers, only borderline Hall of Famers. So when you ask yourself, what happened in this game to, and this is the best example, what happened in this game to cause Detroit to be able to damn near sweep the best duo of all time? Now, true enough, you're going to tell about some big shots from Chauncey Billups, right? You're going to talk about that, right? You're going to talk about Rip Hamilton's mid-range game, right? Him running around, hitting mid-range.
I'm not. Nope.
You're not going to
talk about none of that. Nope.
Oh, damn. Oh, well, hold on.
Go ahead.
Almost
keep going.
One thing that I know you're going to talk about, and if you don't talk about it, you're not telling the truth. Kobe didn't have the best of games now, did he?
I was going to talk about
Kobe did not have the best of games. Now, there is nowhere in the stat sheet where you can look and see why Kobe didn't have the best game. There's not a number that you can point to understand why he's – well, there are. But I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to see if you're going to be straight up with this. Why did Kobe not have a good game? What's one of the reasons?
He was gunning. He wasn't playing in the offense like he normally did.
Man, okay, give me more than that. Don't feed me no offense shit. What?
I just told you.
Oh, okay, so Tayshaun Prince ain't had nothing to do with Kobe. So you telling me every time Kobe Bryant took one of them crazy ass fadeaways, Tayshaun Prince with his 7'2 wingspan having ass wasn't fading right with him?
Yeah, Tayshaun's a great defender.
Exactly. Now let me ask you this: what fucking stat do they have for that? What stat do they have that tells the defense that Tayshaun Prince played on Kobe Bryant? What's that? Because it's not all about blocks. You can be a good shot blocker and still not be like a good on-ball defender.
Okay, but listen to what you're saying right now.
Okay.
Listen to what you're saying. You are comparing Scottie Pippen.
No, I'm not.
Who you told? Wait. Let me finish.
I'm gonna let you finish, but you're wrong. But go ahead.
Let me talk. You are comparing Scottie Pippen to Tayshaun Prince.
No, I'm not.
Now, hold on. Wait. Let me finish. I let you talk. I didn't interrupt you.
I didn't lie on you either, though. But go ahead.
I'm not. You're not letting me talk. I'm not saying you comparing them player for player, but that's who you went to compare their defense. One, I never said he wasn't a great defender. When did I say that? But what I'm saying is, you are sitting here telling us that Scottie Pippen is a top 10 player of all time. We ranking him on that.
See that,
level.
Drew? Now, I haven't said that on this conversation.
He's not
but go
a
ahead.
Great player. I'm not saying
nah,
he's not
fuck
a great
that. I'm finna give me some pen and paper because I'm finna address every fucking lie, every fucking deflection. Because I know you. I've argued with your type before. You've just lied on me twice, right? You just lied on me twice.
Is that not what he just said?
Even if he did,
is that not what he just said?
Look. Even if he did, Harrison, you gotta let him get his minutes. You went about four. Let him get his.
You're absolutely right. Let me get my pen and paper too, though. The nigga's lying. Go ahead.
It's all recorded. However, either side, it ain't important.
Listen,
just finish your point.
Okay. So what I'm saying is look at what he just did. So he said his main point is right now, then, is I don't care about his numbers. His defensive presence cannot be measured on a stat sheet. That's your main point. Is that a yes or no?
No.
What did we just hear all that for?
Okay, am I allowed to say something without discounting me cutting them off?
Yeah, go ahead.
I do cut people off when I'm trying to work on it. But
go ahead.
I just hate being lied on. Okay, the first thing that this I'm going to answer the question because that's the only reason you paused for me to answer the question. You said, what is my main point? When I brought up Tayshaun Prince, it wasn't necessarily just bringing up Scottie Pippen and Tayshaun's Prince defense. My point in bringing that up was how a player can have an impact on a fucking game without it showing up in the stat sheet, like how players can do things to impact. The reason I brought that series up, it was not to compare Tayshaun Prince to Scottie Pippen. The reason I brought it up was to compare how Tayshaun Prince had a fucking huge impact on that game because I had never seen no shit like that. And I thought that Detroit stood no fucking chance. But I brought him up to show that how you can have an impact on the game that may or may not show up in the stat sheet. The stat sheet is for novices. It's not for novices, but that shit helps people who don't really understand the game. Any fucking computer fucking dweeb, dork, nerd can look at some numbers and say, okay, well, this player is better than this player because look, right here, they average this and they average this. That is not the game of basketball. Speaking as a person who played and coached the game, there are people that are important to the team that they do shit that doesn't show up in the stat sheet all the time. Scottie Pippen was one of those players. That's my overall point. I'm not comparing Scottie Pippen's defense to Tayshaun Prince. Even though Scottie Pippen has been called by people whose opinion that you would respect are one of the best defenders of all time, I'm saying that you can have an impact on the game without it showing up in the stat sheet.
So when you talk about that, and we lean more toward defenders with that too. So you're talking about your Tony Allens, your James Posey's,
come on, man.
All of them niggas. Listen, let me also say this. Go ahead.
Let me talk. He talking about who getting lied on. He's sitting here saying a bunch of shit like I said. I always gave him credit for the defense. I always gave him credit for that. I said his best individual achievement is making 10 all defensive teams.
In your opinion?
I gave him that. In my opinion, yes. In my opinion, absolutely. That's the best individual achievement he ever had. But we are ranking, bro. We are not speaking about him on a level of any old player. Compared to any old player, of course, I mean, he one of the best, but we're talking about among top 10 level greats, the best.
Okay.
That's what you're saying right now. That's what you're saying.
Actually, I'm not
talking about Tayshaun Prince.
Actually, right
on,
now,
bro. You just told. Okay. Did you say he was top 10?
Okay. Okay. You're badgering the witness with all that shit. Right now, I'm not answering the whole top 10 thing because what I do is I realize who I'm talking to. Lakes, you are the ultimate deflector, fam. You're trying to get me to go off into this is he top 10 thing so that you can harp on that and then go start naming all these other players. Right now, what I'm trying to get you to understand that the way that you talk about Scottie Pippen is fucking stupid and ridiculous, and I'm not answering no top 10 shit. That one I won't answer.
What is stupid and ridiculous about it?
It's not stupid that you asking if he's top 10 is not stupid and ridiculous. I'm saying that's one of your deflections.
I'm talking about anything
so,
I said.
So now, listen, now when I say he's number 9 or something like that, it's the, oh, he's better than this, he's better than this. My overall thing is to explain to you that certain players can have an impact on the game.
You can't, bro, you can't.
Now, hold on. You tried to make everything about defense. Let me ask you this.
I already know that.
A lot of these niggas love being.
You're not explaining nothing to me.
Okay, you already know it. Now, Scottie Pippen, right? You're talking about Scottie
like
Pippen.
Hey, y'all,
it's gonna make for bad audio. We gonna have to.
You acting like me saying he a top 30 player is a bad thing.
And you act like when you say that he's a defensive player that he was a fucking Tony Allen or man, Scottie Pippen wasn't never that nigga that you could just leave open at the perimeter. Like let's really talk about this man's game. You love to go look at the stats and how much he averaged in this series and how much he. Let's talk about what Scottie Pippen could do as a player. What was the weakest part of his game? Scoring, right? Do you agree with that? That scoring was the weakest part of his game?
Yeah.
It ain't shit to think about. You know it is, man. You think I'm trying to go a different direction with it. Scoring is the weakest part of his game. But let me ask you this. Was there ever any Ben Simmons shit going on with Scottie Pippen to where you got niggas playing him fucking 10 feet away, leaving him open? Was that ever an issue? Hold up. Just answer it.
Why are we
No, the reason I'm saying this is because you're trying. You said that his greatest achievement was defensive team 10 times. And what I'm saying is, as good as he was on defense, and although he doesn't average like 30 and 40 and all that on offense,
man, nobody averaged 30 and 40.
That's not true.
No, I'm saying like in the overall scheme, that it's like a handful of players that do that. So saying
okay, you helping my argument
40,
by saying
I never
that.
Accused him of not averaging 30 and 40. So what are you talking about? That's what I'm saying.
This is what I'm talking
about.
You're
saying a bunch of shit.
You asked me what I'm talking about.
Talking about a bunch of shit I never even said.
Okay.
My point is, don't sit here and talk to me like tell me he better than a nigga like D-Wade. To boost up, you know who. That's my only problem. That's been my only problem.
And see, that's my thing. Okay, that's my thing. You are caught up in some of the other arguments that you've had about Jordan and LeBron. I'm going to tell you something about me. Let me tell you something about me. The shit that I'm talking about is the shit I'm talking about. It's only one question that I've posed recently that really was hinting at something else, and that's the shit about Stockton. And I'm about to get to that too, because you also said that Karl Malone was better than Pippen, and normally I probably would have agreed, but now I have some questions about that. But anyway, you can't talk about one subject because you have had other arguments with other people about people. I'm not talking about LeBron James right now. I'm not talking about D-Wade, and I'm not talking about Jordan. Y'all niggas be shitting on Pippen because y'all love Jordan so much. Guess what? I love Jordan, but I also love Pippen. And y'all not to keep shitting on him. Now, the other thing I was saying was, when you're talking about Pippen's great defense, we have to be careful to not lump him into that category of the defensive niggas. Because when you look at Tony Allen, he couldn't score. When you look at now, Tayshaun Prince could score. I'm not gonna do but he wasn't somebody that's going out there and give you bucket after bucket after bucket. But he was capable of putting some points up. Not like Pippen, but the rest of the niggas that you name that are on Pippen's defensive level, they score nothing like him. So it's like, well, we can't bottleneck Pippen into just this defensive player because he was a all-around player. At no point in Pippen's career, even as a young player, could you just leave him butt-naked open and he look as dumb as Ben Simmons be looking. At no point.
Okay, so
He also could facilitate. But let me ask you this, Mr. Lakes.
Oh, my God.
You say Karl Malone is better than Scottie Pippen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. If Karl Malone is better than Scottie Pippen, and Scottie Pippen has 6 championship rings, no, it's not all about rings, but I do want to ask this. If Scottie Pippen has 6 championship rings and Karl Malone is better than him, please tell me why Karl Malone doesn't have at least one fucking ring, at least one fucking ring, and Scottie Pippen has 6. We know what you're about to say, so just say it fast.
Can I have a moment on the floor, please?
Yeah, you can. But you can hey, so look, Drew, put a pen in that question for me.
Okay. No, I'm okay. We got it. He gonna get it. So we sitting at about 21. We sitting at about 21. We sitting at about 21. We go legs.
I'm listening.
Go to 26. We got it at 21. So you got the floor, Harrison. Let him ask questions and all that. And we'll switch back if you want to get time after that. Harrison, you answer the questions. Legs, I'll answer the questions too. You got to 26.
Okay. First thing I want to do, I'm going to get to every question he asked. First thing I want to do is, I want to say, this is what I just said on the last podcast. This is what I was just talking about. You, as a person who is new to the group, bruh, you're not going to understand. So, when you talk about, oh man, y'all shit on Pippen, we're having fun, bruh. It's not, if you're taking it that serious, bruh, that's on you. That's on you. So don't come in here like, oh man, all you do is shit on Pippen. You, bro, we having fun in there. If you haven't figured that out by now, I don't even know what to tell you. But you are sitting here accusing me of I just sat here on this podcast and said, you can rewind the tape. I just sat here and said I think he's a top 30 player, and you're accusing me of ranking him with Tony Allen and Tayshaun Prince. Niggas that I would who might not even make top 75. So that in itself makes no sense. The point I'm trying to make is don't sit here and give him more credit than is deserved, saying outlandish things like he's a top 10 player of all time. Don't do that. That's been my point. So anything outside of that, when you say, oh man, you just shitting on Pippen, oh man. You want to go to the stat sheet. When we doing that, I'm doing that against great players. I ain't doing it against fucking Tayshaun Prince. So don't sit here and act like it's just a burial of Pippen. If it becomes a real debate, then try to prove your point. But don't just sit and act like, oh man, I don't want to see none of that shit because y'all ain't see him play. Come on, man. That's a cop out. You know that's a cop out. You know it. So, and number two, you just said about Karl Malone and Scottie Pippen. And you just asked me about championship rings. But you you just said why he ain't got one ring.
Yeah, I was saying, I didn't ask you about championship rings. I asked you about
one
championship ring.
One ring. Why he ain't got a championship ring. That's what you just said. But you just called me a novice. But you bringing up a championship ring. A championship
I brought up
ring,
other stuff with that, but I'm not going to cut
you off. No. A championship ring or rings make you better than somebody?
No.
A championship ring, one, what you said, ring, that
make you better than somebody? No, to answer your question, no, it doesn't. Let me know when it's my turn, but no, it doesn't.
It'd be your turn.
Why did you just ask me that then?
But Lakes, you can't ask me questions.
Thank you.
You can't ask him why he asking you that. And
I'm gonna rip this nigga apart just to let y'all fucking know, man.
Answer it and then ask him why he asked you that.
Answer why he didn't have Jordan. What you mean?
Hold on, somebody called me. What y'all say?
Okay. Answering the question. Why don't Karl Malone have at least one ring?
If he's better than Pippen, why the thank you? Because all that other shit, like.
Because he wasn't playing with Mike.
That's your answer.
That's why.
Okay, your answer. Go ahead, Lakes. You still got a minute left. Go ahead, Lakes.
I'm done.
Okay, good.
Oh, he done. Okay, Harrison, go ahead. Yo. He must have got another phone call.
My fault. They had. I just told him I'm going to call him back. This shit is too good right here. Okay.
I
wanted to say something about him saying, you know, about me being new to the group and some certain stuff I don't understand. Okay, I get that.
And you got till 30, Harrison. You got till 30.
Okay. I get that. You feel me? Like, you know, a lot of that shit, Corny B and all that shit, I missed all that shit. That's kind of what brought me into the group more was, you know, the niggas making little jokes about Alabama and all that shit. So I do get that. However, I will say that, like, a nigga telling me, oh, you know, we just be having fun. Okay, y'all do be having fun. But what I'm saying is you be having fun shitting on Pippen. Now, the statement about the top 30 players, that's not a ridiculous statement. You know what I'm saying? That's not crazy. And I will also admit that it will be tough for Pippen to crack people's top 10. But as we all know, once you get around certain players, it's kind of it's a matter of preference. You feel me? And although a lot of people that, like, don't coach and, like, don't understand the game. And I'm not just saying, oh, if you don't pick this player, you don't understand the game. But what I'm saying is some people that understand the game, if we do pick certain players, it's not preposterous to people. Like, it makes sense. And Pippen is one of those players. Now, the other thing is this. He's trying to make it seem like I'm making it all about championships. When, no, I'm not making it all about championships. T-Mac was my favorite player. That nigga didn't sniff a fucking championship. But I also, you know, it's only a certain level I can rank him. Now, when it comes to championships, the reason I brought that up is not to say, oh, Pippen has 6 rings and Karl Malone doesn't have any. And Pippen is 6-0 in the finals. Although I've heard that ridiculous ass fucking argument before. But the reason I brought that up is because this. His answer to that question was he didn't have Jordan. That was the second dumbest shit I've heard all year. Is that Karl Malone doesn't have at least one fucking ring because he didn't play with Michael Jordan. That's the second dumbest shit I heard all year. The first dumbest shit.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me. That's why I'm going.
The first dumbest shit I heard all year, you know, with the whole coronavirus shit, they shutting everything down. And at first they were saying that teachers, like, we had to come to the school on Monday and Tuesday. Like, they were going to let the kids come to school Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then on Wednesday, which would have been tomorrow, they were going to finally shut it down for 3 weeks. And I'm like, so, yo, y'all going to let the kids go home, get corona and shit, like, go out into society, bring the shit back on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then let them go for 3 weeks? Like, that shit is stupid. Now,
and yeah, and shout out to you on that too, bro. You're going to reclaim your time too, but shout out to you on that. And I was on your live when you was up there talking about it, man. And I appreciated that shit because it's good to hear shit from the ground level, because I don't fuck with CNN and all that shit. I be wanting to hear from my people. And now we got the resources and everything where we can all communicate without having to do this. So I appreciate you going on live like that, talking about some real shit, and I encourage you to do that more.
Definitely. That shit was stupid. They did fix it. We didn't have to go, because the shit was the dumb shit. But anyway, okay, so the reason... Okay, like I said, what he said was the second dumbest thing, because I'm not going to disrespect him by saying his shit was dumber than that. But it was dumb because Lakes just said that Karl Malone doesn't have at least one ring because he didn't play with Michael Jordan. However, I guarantee you we can name some other niggas that's won at least one ring and didn't play with Michael Jordan. See, I think he confused the question with me saying, why doesn't he have a lot of rings? No, I said, why doesn't the nigga have at least one fucking ring? He said because he didn't play with Michael Jordan. Now, to me, that alludes to he didn't have what? What's that love, the thing that people love to say people don't have? He didn't have help, right? However, I asked the question, and this is Lakes. Lakes, I do want to ask you one question. John Stockton, where you got him on your point guard list all time? And you're a stats guy, so this should be interesting. If he doesn't make your top three, I'm calling bullshit. Point guard list.
You said just the point guard list. You didn't say all-time player list.
The point guard list. Right?
Okay.
Where is he, Lakes? Is he top three?
Hell no. Top 10. He'll make the top 10.
This nigga's a hypocrite. Okay. Let me say this. Let the record show that the all-time – okay, I don't even know how I want to phrase this shit. I want to write this shit down. Let the record show that the most stat-loving nigga ever, the nigga that got Jerry West up there because of some fucking stats, right? This nigga just said that the all-time leader in assists and steals is not in the top three of his point guards. Am I saying that he should be in his top three? No. You put the nigga wherever you want to put him. I just want it documented somewhere that this nigga that leads all-time in assists and steals, and he's probably up there in wins and all that other kind of shit.
Newbie.
He said this nigga is in the top 10, and he's not in his top three. Write that shit down somewhere.
He knew, bro. He don't know. Go ahead. It's your turn.
Yeah, I'll be new, but listen, one thing, and I meant to say something about that earlier. Do I have to be new or old to hear Pippen disrespect? Do I have to be new or old to realize that a nigga that ranks people strictly based on their stats is now doing the exact opposite? Based on the things that you said in the past about players and their statistics, there is no way in the fuck that you don't have Stockton in your top three. But I digress.
You're
so
wrong.
Stockton is a top.
Okay, so like
just put a pin in the shit. Just put a pin in it because I know I'm out of time, but I get that one more minute from the 30 more seconds. But Malone had all top 10 point guard. A lot of niggas say top five, top three. He was a big man, so he's supposed to be so good. He's playing on the inside and the mid range. He has a top 10 point guard of all time playing with him. He has one of the best coaches ever. If you made a list of the best coaches to never win a ring, Jerry Sloan would probably be near the top of that list. Correct? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, he'll be up there.
Yeah, and I was about to say, that's a tough question because there's a lot of coaches. And then when you look at the ones that don't have rings or whatever, I think that Jerry Sloan could still squeak his way up there. Jerry Sloan would probably still
be coaching.
Let me
ask you something, Harrison. Before we get to David, because I definitely want to, David, give you a second, but I definitely want to hear your reason as to why John Stockton ain't top five.
Oh, you're talking about David, right?
Top five.
Because he's full of David shit.
But Harrison, I want to ask you, and I've asked this question before, so Dave, you already heard this before. But looking at Jerry Sloan and how great he was able to make Carlos Boozer and Deron Williams look, does that make you look at Karl Malone and John Stockton a little differently?
Man, the fact that them niggas don't have at least one ring made me look at them different. And like I said earlier, let me clean it up. I don't put everything into rings, but I do feel like when you've had a certain recipe and certain niggas is ranking you in a certain spot, there's no way you don't come out with at least one. So let me make sure I answer the question. I don't look at Stockton and Malone differently because of how well Boozer and Deron Williams played. I do think that Sloan
and they didn't play
just,
well nowhere else. You know what I'm saying?
That's a great fucking point. I still can't really I can't shit on Stockton and Malone. It's hard for me with Stockton and Malone because I will say this. It's crazy to run a system and, like, everybody know you about to do the shit and you've been doing the shit for a decade and, like, motherfuckers still having trouble with it. Like, I have a lot of respect for Stockton and Malone, but at the same time, you just brought something to my attention that I honestly have never thought about before. Like, I've never made the correlation between how well Deron Williams – now, I'd have made the correlation about how his ass fell off, but in terms of how well he played, and Boozer definitely played nowhere near that level once he left.
Okay, so look, this is a good God subject damn, then. Man, so why don't we do this? Why don't we because I'm catching you on the spot with that. Other people in the group that heard that before, I've been asking that for years. I don't really necessarily have an answer myself, so I ain't putting nobody on the spot. But I give you some time to think about that. If you're able to come back on the podcast, let me know what you come up with after you have some time to think about
it. All right, bet. But overall, I want to say Malone did have help, and that nigga get passes. He gets a pass from Lakes. He gets a pass from other people in terms of, quote-unquote, not having help. But it's like, nigga, you had one of the top five point guards ever. And also, you had one of the best coaches ever, and you had role players such as Hornacek. I'm not going to say you had everything Jordan had, but you had enough to get at least one ring if Karl Malone is better than Scottie Pippen. Because Scottie Pippen going to help get you a ring. But, yeah, go ahead.
Now, David Lakes, John Stockton, who you got ahead of him as point guards?
Man, it was so much bullshit just said, bro. I don't even know where to begin, bro. First thing I'm going with, I'm going to start where I want to start.
Definitely not gonna answer the question.
I'm going to answer your question. First thing we're going to start with.
Lakes, you need to go. You need to start with
that,
Lakes.
There was a question.
He's a deflector.
Y'all both had a turn. We already did that. I'm asking you a question now. Answer the question.
Bruh.
Y'all both got 5 minutes.
Come on, bro. I'm not even getting a chance to talk. I was just quiet. I ain't said nothing.
NBA deflection.
He was quiet on your turn, too. He was quiet.
Your rap man gonna be NBA deflection.
Bruh. First thing, bruh.
You a deflecticon. Right. Your name is Capitron.
I can't even get a word in. The people gonna hear it.
Answer the question.
I can't even talk.
No.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I can't even talk. Can I speak?
You have to just keep asking.
Okay. First thing, bruh, I said he didn't have Jordan, right? I'm talking in reference to Scottie Pippen. You said your question was if Scottie Pippen got 6 rings. It's on tape, folks. If Scottie Pippen got 6 rings and Karl Malone is better than him, why don't he have 1 ring? So I'm answering the question in reference to what you just said. If Scottie Pippen got 6 rings and he don't have, so that's why I said, well, he didn't have Jordan.
The question isn't about 6 rings, though. The question is about 1 ring.
Bruh, you just said, your question was, if Scottie Pippen got 6 rings, you didn't ask if Karl Malone is better than Scottie Pippen, why he ain't got a ring. You said if Scottie Pippen got 6 and he not as good as Malone and Malone ain't got 1 ring, why is he better than Pippen? I said because he's not playing with Jordan. That's what I said.
That's a terrible fucking answer, though.
It's on tape.
I know it. And I'm surprised you said this shit more than once.
Pippen got 6 rings. Playing with Michael Jordan.
I didn't ask why Karl Malone doesn't have 6 rings, though. I said, why does he have one? The six rings is extra information. I'm saying, why doesn't Karl Malone have 1 ring? You said he didn't play with Jordan. That's fucking stupid.
Thank you. It's on tape, bro. It's on tape. That's what you asked.
Okay, this nigga's functionally retarded, fam.
It's on tape, bro. It's on tape.
This nigga is functionally retarded. Like, this shit is crazy. Bro.
That's what you asked.
I'm asking why Karl Malone. I said,
that's what you asked me. Now,
oh my God.
Now, when you talk about help, I never said he didn't have help. He went against teams win championships.
Agreed.
Teams win championships, not individual players. Individual players play. Teams win championships.
It's my turn, bro.
I'm gonna get to all your questions. I just let him run off a whole soliloquy.
Let him talk, man. Let him talk, because all this shit being recorded.
Just after he let you go first, David. He let you go first. You don't get that? You went first, then he went. Now you like, it's my turn. I let him go. Y'all both win.
Drew, let him talk, man. Let him talk, because if you don't, he is a deflector. If you don't let him spew this dumb shit out of his mouth, he's going to say that he didn't get a chance to say it, even though he keeps saying the same thing over and over again, and even though he's not quoting me correctly. I'm saying, Harrison, listen.
Yeah, I'm talking. When I stop too, I talk to you and ask you a question.
I know that. I know what you're doing. Like, I get it. But I'm telling you, Lakes is a good dude. He seemed like a cool dude, but he's functionally retarded, fam. So he's just going to keep saying the same thing over and over again. He's going to keep answering shit that I did not ask. And he's going to take my questions and he's going to change them into something else.
Okay. Well, I'm going to chill out. Let Lakes go.
I'm trying to.
Let Lakes go. Let's talk.
Wait a minute. We're trying to have a debate and you're not going to let me rebuttal the things he's saying. What kind of shit is that? Come on, bro.
I didn't let him. I asked him questions. Right after you did a turn, then he did a turn. For the love of coronavirus
and everything unholy in this world, let this man talk. Don't say anything. Okay. I know this is your show, and I'm not trying to run your shit, bro.
No, you got it. It's our show.
I want him to be heard.
It's our show. Go ahead.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Okay. So that's why I said he wasn't playing with Jordan. For the people to know, that's why I said that. Because the question was in relation to Scottie Pippen. It wasn't just talking about Malone by himself. So that's why I said that. If he's saying that's not what he meant, but that's what the question was asked. Now, I just said, I never said Karl Malone. Why? He's sitting here acting like I said he didn't have help. I never said that. When did I never said that once. I'm saying he wasn't playing with a player the level of Jordan. He had help. He had help. But he didn't have, his team wasn't as good as Chicago. It's simple facts. Then, like we just talked about, the first thing you asked with the Pistons series, he was on the Lakers then. He actually got injured. But he was on the team we lost. You know what I'm saying? Kobe didn't play well. Everything you said. He played good defense, all that. He lost another one. But that don't take away from him as a great player. That don't take – now, two, the reason I believe Karl Malone is better than Scottie Pippen is because both players in their prime, I think Karl Malone was better. And I could prove it. Now, your next thing, John Stockton. Let's get to that. That's what you asked me about.
Exactly.
John Stockton. Everybody in that group know. Everybody know my stance on the longevity argument. Ma, can I ask you a question?
No, but go ahead. What the fuck? Like, this ain't about
can
nothing.
Can I ask
about
you a question, Ma?
Go ahead.
Has my stance on longevity always been that is not the true indicator?
Yeah, that's how you feel about longevity.
Okay, so when you talk about the all-time leader in this, the all-time leader in that, everybody on this podcast documented knows I've never used that as an argument to rank greatness. When you talk,
what about his average? What about his averages?
His averages overall, his averages in his prime. What do you mean?
Are you asking me or you asking
No, I'm asking him because I had him pegged as a stats guy, but now a nigga with great stats is like I apologize for cutting your time. Give me 7 seconds. Based on things Lake said in the past, I had him pegged as it's all about stats. Championships aren't that important type guy. So I felt like Stockton would be kind of high on his list. But this shit is spinning me around in circles. But
can
go
I,
ahead.
If you claim you know basketball, I can sit here and explain it to you very simply. I'm trying to. Everybody knows my stance on longevity. This has always been my stance on longevity. All those accumulation stats, everybody knows I don't. That doesn't mean much for me. It just means you played long. I've said it here on the podcast.
Averages is not accumulation stat.
Wait. Let me talk, bro.
Averages are not an accumulation
okay,
stat.
Okay, we can talk about this. We can talk about John Stockton averages. That's fine, but they're not flying off the page. You know what I'm saying? It was good. He was a good player, a great player, but it's not like they're not going to be no amazing stats. I know his stats. So that's what I'm saying, bro. You're assuming since, oh man, but if you actually read the things, and that's my point right there. That's my point right there, bro. You just coming in looking at it as, oh man, this nigga just shitting on Scottie Pippen every day. You just fuck. But if you actually read and talk and look at what I'm saying, if somebody really want to have a debate about it, I tell you what I hold as far as when I rank players. And everybody know I rank players in their prime, from his prime and his prime. Everybody know that. Everybody in the group know that. So when you talk about the all-time leader in this, it's not true. Everybody knows that. But you don't know that, though. So I'm giving you that. But if you understand what I just said, then you know that's not the same when you talk about stats and when you accumulate, if you're the all-time leader in this, that's not the same.
I agree with that. That's not the same.
Okay. So, Karl Malone, he had help, but he wasn't playing with a player the caliber of Jordan. That's now, why he don't have one ring, he lost to better teams. Rings don't mean much for me. Rings don't mean much for me. And if you take rings out of the equation, I can do it with Jordan too. And I can still make my case to why I feel he the best. If you take rings out of the equation for Pippen, what case are you making?
You just said the man was 10 times Oh my God.
So I'm talking about to be top 10.
No. Allow me. You asked me a question. Allow me to answer. I apologize for putting extra shit with. Let me answer. You said if you take the rings away from Pippen, what does he have? I'll say multiple all-star appearances, multiple defensive team appearances.
I said he top 30. I can tell you it's a 7-time all-star, all-star MVP. I know what he done. But he's not a top 10 player, is my point. He's not the player that a lot of people try to make him out to be. That is always
good. I have no problem with your first statement about him not being top 10, him not being a player that people make him out to be. That's a damn lie. I agree with the first
statement. That's how I feel, bro.
Disagree wholeheartedly with the second statement.
Listen, now I'll give, like, even giving him top 30, I'd be feeling in some type of way. But I'm going to give him that. I understand that. Out of respect, I'm going to give that to him. He could be top 30. But and let me ask you a question. How do you feel about the fact that he didn't win a finals MVP? Do you think he ever deserved one? I'm asking you personally, as somebody who's told me you watched him play.
No.
You don't think he ever deserved to be the finals MVP?
Now I'm trying to answer with a blanket no. Let me add just a little bit to that. But no.
Now, before you add it, let me ask you something, Harrison. If it was gonna be one that he got, would you have been mad if he would have won the 91 finals?
Now, I gotta be completely honest with y'all. Some of these conversations y'all have had, and some of this stuff is kind of fresh on y'all mind, because think about it. Y'all have had other debates about this stuff. Y'all done looked up numbers. I don't have a lot of stuff I'm going on, like when I went to Detroit, like I'm going off stuff from memory. So I would have to look back at that series. Like I'm not, hold up. Oh, you talking about 91. That's the one where he had to guard Magic. That's against the Lakers, right?
Right.
Here's the thing with that. And I tried my hardest to just give y'all a yes or a no, because those answers make for better.
You don't have to, bro. You don't have to. Go.
I do. I want to start out by saying no. I felt like every time MJ got finals MVP, shit. He was the finals MVP. Now, this part right here that I'm about to say is going to lead to another discussion at another time, but we all know what basketball is about at the end of the day, and that's why these people get ranked where they are. It's about scoring. You feel me? Recently, more emphasis is being put on being an all-around player, or people that are all-around players get a little more credit than they used to, but if you were looking at all the things Pippen did for the team, this is not going to make sense to some people, but you could make an argument that Jordan was the finals MVP, but Pippen was like the Chicago Bulls MVP, if that makes any kind of sense. What I'm saying is the stuff that Pippen did, the Bulls needed that stuff, but more than anything, but when you look at the eyes of the world and what people look at basketball to see, people look to see who's putting the ball inside the spot where they get the points and shit out of it. So that's what Jordan did the best, hands down. So, of course, he was the finals MVP. Now, if we want to really break down basketball and look at how Pippen did everything else, then maybe he would have an argument. But truth be told, I feel like every time Jordan got MVP, he deserved this shit. He's filling it up. And that's what basketball is all about to people who don't have a deeper understanding of the game. That's why when you look at your top five, and that's why I really don't like doing those top lists, because think about this, and I know I went kind of far with this question. When you talk about who's better than who, what's the first statistic everybody's going to go to?
I think that's
they're going to go to score. Debatable. They're going
to
score.
People go to different things.
No, it's not debatable. No, it's not
the
debatable.
First stat when that they go to or the first thing that they go to?
If I ask you to make a list of the top players, I guarantee you your list will kind of coincide with scoring. Do you agree with that?
Not for real. Nah, I can't say that.
How many niggas you done made? Okay, let me ask you this. You know how some niggas in the league got real good offense, right? Do you feel like it's niggas in the league with real good defense?
Today?
Just period, ever. Have there ever been niggas who, like, had real good defense?
Yeah.
Did that shit get them on the fucking All-Star team?
Yeah. Sometimes.
No. Sometimes, no, it did not.
Not a lot. No. Not a lot.
Like, what
not
the
a lot
fuck,
of times.
Man.
Not a lot of times.
Name one.
Well, Harrison, there's a few. But I know what you're saying.
Name one. I guarantee you, whoever you name, they're going to have an offensive game.
Ben Wallace.
What I'm saying is
Ben Wallace.
Who? Ooh, good. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I can't lie. That's a good one. That is an excellent one. Okay.
Hey, Dwight Howard.
No. No, fam. Dwight Howard was taking off and dunking on niggas. Don't do Dwight Howard.
That ball
like
said
at
that.
The time when time out. At the time when he was making the All-Star game, he was one of the best post players, not post-game, because he's never had a post-game, but he was one of the most effective players in the post, and he was dunking on niggas, and his average was up there. Well, I can't give you the – I definitely will give you Ben Wallace.
But what you said, though, you said who made it because of defense. So are we saying Dwight Howard made it because of offense?
Yes. Him dunking on niggas, yes. I'm saying defense helped, but what I'm saying is the niggas that you named that play good defense that made the All-Star game, I guarantee you they're going to have some type of offensive game with them. Like, we shit on Dwight Howard because he never reached the potential that we felt, a lot of people felt like he should have. But there was a time – now, remember, I'm an Orlando Magic fan. I wasn't when he was when he was there. But, like, the nigga was dunking on – so his average was going up.
You're right. But I'm saying if you averaging 17 points per game, are we really saying that you made the All-Star team because of your offense? I mean, it didn't hurt. I'm not saying it hurt.
I mean, great. Great.
What about Mutombo?
Great fucking point. He made All-Star teams?
A few, yeah.
Okay, let me ask
you. If you remember, look.
Who did Kobe Bryant say was the best nigga to ever guard him?
Tony Allen.
How many All-Star games have... Now, hold on. Time out. Kobe Bryant pretty good, right? He was pretty good, right? All right. We all know those jokes. All right, so... who was the nigga... You say Tony Allen was the best nigga. He said the best nigga to ever guard him. But, like, it wasn't no hesitation on those shit he thought about. Like, he named some niggas that it was tough going up against, but in terms of strictly guarding him, he said Tony Allen was that nigga, right? Mm-hmm. How many All-Star games did Tony Allen have in his career?
Zero.
Yep. Is it safe to say that if Kobe said that Tony Allen was the best nigga to ever guard him, is it safe to say Tony Allen's defense is on the level of the nigga that scored a lot of points offense? Like, his defense is as good as their offense, right? If one of the best scorers ever is saying this tough nigga to guard him. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Repeat it one more time for me. I lie.
Is Tony – what I'm saying is with Kobe Bryant making that statement, and he wasn't drunk or high when he said the shit, when he said he had nothing to win, when he said that Tony Allen was the best nigga to guard him, and we're talking about an offensive level caliber of Kobe, and him making that kind of statement about Tony Allen, that means to me that Tony Allen had world-class defense, right? Like, he had all-star type defense. Like, his the level of his defense was on the level of, let's say, a James Harden offense or something like that, right? I know that's pushing it by putting a name with it, but what I'm saying is his defense was so good. It was like an offense.
Well, I could say it like this because it's a complicated question. I get what you're saying. So if I'm saying to Kobe, I would say yes. Kobe is saying he is that effective on me. But the thing where I wouldn't go as far as comparing it to James Harden offense is because the number of people that James Harden offense is effective on, I can't necessarily say Tony Allen's defense is that effective on that many people.
You make a good point. However, I would counter that. And that makes sense. So I'm not going to leave that alone because there's still a point in there that I want to make. But I will say this. You said a key word about James Harden, and it kind of threw the whole thing off a little bit. You said effective. Well, no, I can't say effective through it all. His offense is effective on a lot of people, right? But we've also seen James Harden offense, even when it's quote unquote effective, we've seen it definitely not be efficient, right?
Absolutely.
So if you just throwing the ball up there a lot, of course the shit is gonna go in after a while. That's the equivalent of every now and then, like, niggas have a good game on James Harden. Also, I agree with you that, okay, that's just Kobe saying that, right? That's Kobe. That's his level of defense on Kobe.
No, I don't mean it like in that way. The part you said, the first part, what you just said, I agree 100% with that part. It don't mean he always efficient.
Right.
All that I agree with.
Right. But I do get what you're saying.
Being effective, I'm saying, like, if James Harden, okay, so James Harden got the ball and Anthony Davis, Dwight Howard, they come out there to guard him, James Harden probably going to get around them. his offense could be effective on a big. Tony Allen, you throw the ball down low to AD and Tony Allen is guarding him. Tony Allen ain't effective on that big.
Okay, I get that. But what I'm saying is he played – Tony Allen played the two, and he'll probably guard threes every now and then. Like, he's not going down there. So I'll rephrase it. For the position that Tony Allen plays, he had all-star – and I do understand what you're saying about that was his level of effectiveness against Kobe. Like, there may have been other players like Monte Ellis that probably gave Tony Allen fits or some shit like that. But I don't necessarily see that being the case. If he had good defense on Kobe, I'm just going to go ahead and solidify him as, like, a very good perimeter defender against
– No, he one of the best defenders. Right. He one of the best.
But what I'm saying is, even though his defense is on the level of other players' offense, which got them to the All-Star game, he has never been to one All-Star game. However, you have players like I ain't gonna do that. That's gonna take. I was about to say like Christian Leighton. That's not fair. But you've had players to make the All-Star game not because they were just all-around good basketball players, but simply because they could fill it up. If you could fill it up, your ass going to the All-Star game for the most part. This was the first year with Devin Booker and them that, you know, it kind of changed. But what I'm saying is, defense is defense and the intangibles in basketball are never going to be respected on the level of scoring. So when you look at somebody like a Tony Allen and his defense, as good as it was, you can all if you oh, and this which brings me because I got to bring it home. If you were to make a list of the all-time top shooting guards, Tony Allen probably not gonna make the top 50, maybe not top 75. And I get that, I understand it, but I also understand that the only reason that I shouldn't say only reason, one of the main reasons that he's not going to get those high rankings is because he was poo on offense. Even though his defense alone should have him ranked higher than some people that are going to be ranked higher than him. But when we see that some people are ranked higher than him, the ESPN came out with a list, we wouldn't have a problem with a lot of people being ranked ahead of Tony Allen. Even though Tony Allen would hands down clamp your shit up. And they hated to play against Tony Allen. That shit not going to matter on no all-time list. So as I flip it back to Scottie Pippen, I know I done took us all the way around the world. We done went to the China, where the city, where the corona started and everything. As I bring it back, Scottie Pippen is never going to – I understand why he gets a certain level of flack on these all-time lists because his defense and the intangible and all this being an all-around player, man, don't nobody give a fuck about that shit. Did you put the ball in the goal is what people care about.
When it's time to say cute little sayings, they give a fuck. Like anybody that wants to pretend to know sports, they know to say offense wins games, defense wins championships. Now ask them why the Bulls won the 91 series. They're going to say Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
But they had to put Scottie Pippen on Magic Johnson.
Exactly.
Defense wins championships, though.
And when you make your all-time list, I understand people like Melo and Durant and some of these other guys being ahead of Scottie Pippen.
Hey, can I say this real quick? Because I know that was a debate. I've been quiet. I don't think Melo is better than Pippen. I just thought it was fun. That's why I laughed every time. But
you've been setting these niggas up,
man. We didn't even have to have this fucking podcast, bro. That's part
something
of
something is wrong. He's evil. This nigga evil. No. He working with Thanos.
No, man, this shit crazy as fuck, bro. This shit crazy.
What did I always say? Mike Favre
gonna punch you square in your fucking. You know what?
I said
he gonna stand
Favre
up and kick
that.
You,
I
bro.
Didn't say that. He said that.
Bruh, you posted. I remember it said if you could build a
but
team around one
the
of
question.
These, and for me,
I
it's
let
like,
everybody else answer. I never said nothing.
See, this nigga, this is why I call
but
him Diabolical Dave.
And these niggas following you, fam. They going off of that shit, and they feeding off this like Melo. And bruh, and the reason why I really said I was gonna stop, and it's hard not to do, especially when they cancel sports, but. One thing I hate about comparing these different awesome guys, let me take a quick couple of second break to recognize that all these niggas are awesome, bro. All these niggas are awesome, bro. Like, hands down, these niggas are spectacular. One of the reasons why I hate kind of the whole ranking thing is it's hard to uplift certain players without niggas shitting on other players. You see what I'm saying? And I had a problem with that, like, I'll say, like, 5 or 6 years before Kobe retired, because I spent a lot of his career, like, on the opposition, like, just looking for, looking up stats and looking for times, oh, Corey Maggette bust his ass this time, and T-Mac busted his, and if we look at it, like, this nigga, and all I was doing was wasting time where I should have been. I did appreciate the greatness, but I could have been soaking up that greatness. And when I see shit like Melo better than Pippen, my mind automatically went negative towards Melo. You feel me? Towards, oh, well, he doesn't do this, and he didn't do this, and he's never done this. When it's like, I should be able to, like, uplift Pippen and be like, nah, man, I'd rather start a team around Pippen because Pippen is capable of this. And be able to do that without saying, well, when Melo played here with this player, he didn't do shit. And when he went here with this player, he didn't do shit. So when I see shit like that now, you keep alluding to the point, the fact that I haven't been in this group as long as y'all niggas. I get that. You feel me? Y'all have certain inside jokes that go over my head. Some of them I kind of caught up with. But, like, some shit I don't know about. You feel me? But at the same time, imagine that whole being new to the group thing. Like, what is that supposed to mean? If I'm in the group and niggas shitting on Pippen, and I told y'all, like, for 2 or 3 years, not a long time, but for 2 or 3 years, Pippen was literally my favorite player. And he was my favorite player because I noticed at a young age, everybody, like, Jordan get credit for all the shit, but Pippen be fucking hooping, bro, and he can do everything, bro.
He fucking with you, Harrison. When he do that, he fucking with you. It's like you on the gridiron. He just calling you rookie. It don't mean you didn't win the Heisman last year wherever you was at. He just calling you rookie. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, that don't bother me because, I if I don't know about shit, I don't know about it. But if I respond to some shit as a rookie or as a nigga and I've been in the group for a minute, but the Alabama shit is when I really, really, like, started paying attention. But, you know, if I
my level of fuckery as a woke rookie, you up.
Or I respond to some shit as a nigga who doesn't have a certain awareness about different conversations, I can't be blamed for that. Like, if I just come in and I see niggas saying certain shit, like, if I see niggas making a joke about Pippen, how am I supposed to know it's a joke? Because you put laughing faces. Like, niggas put laughing faces all the time. I'm thinking that niggas is honestly saying, I started my team with Melo over Pippen. Sidebar, I actually...
He is saying that.
Let me say this one part. Let me say this. I could understand a nigga starting their team with Melo over Pippen. All I ask is that when I come in and I say, I'm starting my team, I'd rather start with Pippen. Niggas don't talk to me like I'm fucking crazy because it's not no crazy fucking statement.
Him being top 10 is a crazy statement, though.
Yeah, it is. But if we were to break down the players in your top 10 that land, like, okay, how about this? If we made a top 10 of niggas that could basically do everything, like, on the court, like, he definitely could squeak in that, maybe.
Okay, y'all. We're gonna have to end this. I know David Lacey gave me a schedule before. We just over an hour now, so I know you got to get out of here. Harrison, I want you to think about that question that I asked you about.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I know Sloan was a good coach.
Look at it.
And I know Darren Williams got that man ran up out of there. And I know he's a good coach. I just never really thought about how well they played that because Boozer was really, like, hooping when he was with Utah.
He looked good out there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Darren Williams, shit, he was in the argument with Chris Paul at, like, top point guard in the league. Chris Paul, and it was one more nigga during that time. Them niggas had an argument for, like, nah, it was them too.
And Shaq and Kobe didn't have no problem winning no other finals, right? Shaq and Kobe didn't have no problem winning no other finals.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you put Shaq and Kobe on the team together. When they make it to the finals, they win it all but one. Right?
Man, cut this shit off.
Oh, no, Lex, before you go. One thing that you did that I kept, I was like, you doing your deflect. Like I said, you NBA deflector, NBA deflection, or YBN deflection, whatever these young boys' initials they put. Fam, I never said that Karl Malone was supposed to have 16. What I was saying was, let me finish. You turned it into... Scottie Pippen had 6 rings because he played with Jordan. I wasn't asking about Scottie Pippen's 6 rings. I'm saying, let's throw Scottie Pippen out of it. if he's better than Scottie Pippen, I feel like he should have at least one ring.
That's not
the whole
fair.
Shit about him not playing with Jordan is bullshit because it, why?
That is how you answered that question, though. Why? But we will all be able to listen to it. Yeah, we're going to listen to it on the playback. I'm finna end this.
But hold on. I got one statement about that. He didn't let me finish with that.
We finished, bro. I'm sorry. Okay. We out of time.
Okay,
we out of time. But if y'all want to come back on here,
we can pick it up right from there.
That get a listener something to look forward to.
Yeah, legs full of shit. That boy could have had at least one ring. He better than Pippen. Go ahead.
All right, y'all.